When you need your warehouse looking good while staying efficient, there's only one place to find the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack? Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547.
The picks of the week. We went 4-4 against the spread last week. So, New Orleans is favored by 3.5 against Carolina. The over and under is 44.5. New Orleans is -190 in the money line, and Carolina +160. I love New Orleans defense. Jameis, wow, he threw 5 touchdowns. I don't really buy Carolina right now. So to me, the 3.5, if I watch New Orleans light up Green Bay like a Christmas tree, and Green Bay is 10 times the team Carolina is, I think New Orleans, and New Orleans, by the way, did not win at home. It was a home game in Jacksonville. So now they are going to go to Carolina. And I don't see like Carolina like this incredible home field advantage. And I don't look at Carolina as a good team. I'm going New Orleans. I'm laying the 3.5. And I'm riding with the Saints. The Saints are marching in. We go Houston. Houston last week had a big win, right? Because they played another crappy team that's dysfunctional. They are now taking on the Browns. Now, the Browns were in a battle with Kansas City last week, lost that game. Browns actually ended up covering, and Kansas City did not, so we ended up short by a couple of points there. But Browns showed me some toughness. Now, the problem is the Browns are favored by 13 points here, and they are -670 in the money line. Houston is +485 on the money line, but I like this. The over and under is 48. I'm going to go with over 48 in this one. I think there's going to be a ton of points. I don't think Houston can really stop the Browns in their running game. I think I can see the Browns racking up easily 30 points in this game, maybe 35. And I can see Houston getting their share of points too, not getting shut down, but scoring somewhere in the 15 to 20 range and getting routed in the process. I think this game goes well over 50 points. Combined, I'm going to go over 48 points in this one with the Browns and Houston. All right, Pats. It's 48.5, by the way. All right, so there we go. Browns and Pats, I'm going Houston. Houston and Browns plus 48, over 48.5, okay? All right, Pats are at the Jets. Another divisional game as the entire division is playing each other in the first couple of weeks, as you all know. The Patriots are favored by 6. The New York Jets, I still think I look at this quarterback, and I'm talking about the Jets now. I still think he's going to make his share of mistakes in this one, and I think the Patriots are going to do their best to take out the strengths of the New York Jets on offense, which really they don't have any right now. So I think what they're going to do overall is shut this offense down a little better than what they did last week, probably against Miami. I wouldn't touch the over and under in this one because I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I don't think the Jets have the kind of defense that Miami has that can give the Pats the kind of trouble that Miami did last week. So I'm going to go with the Patriots in this one. I'm going to ride the rookie and the Patriots. It's -6. I think this game ends somewhere in that area of 7 to 10 points. Patriots win. So I'm going to go Pats in this one, and I'm going to go -6. I think they easily win by at least a touchdown in this game. Arizona and Minnesota. Arizona lit it up last week. The offense was awesome. The defense was phenomenal. Minnesota lost in overtime to Cincinnati. Arizona is home. I think they're a better team right now than Minnesota. They're ready to take that next step. They might have given us a glimpse last week with Chandler going crazy and obviously Kyle Murray doing his thing. I'm going to go with Arizona at home, -3.5 against Minnesota. The over and under is 50.5. Minnesota's +170, And the Arizona Cardinals are minus 200 in this game. But I really like the point spread in this one. -3.5, I'm going with Zona. Dallas and the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert is not going to have to deal with DeMarcus Lawrence. Lawrence is out 6 to 8 weeks. Unfortunately, injury for him and their best pass rusher. Plus, Randy Gregory also tested positive for COVID. So you've got issues with the Dallas defense right now. And if you can't get to Justin Herbert, I think he's going to be able to put up points. The Chargers defense is not one that scares me either. And I think Dallas is going to put up a lot of points in this game. Dallas has got an explosive offense. I love the scoring in this game. Chargers are favored by 3.5. I'm going to leave that alone because I think Dallas can even win this game. If you know, I think anybody can win this game between the Chargers and Dallas. I don't really have anybody that I feel good about, but I do feel great about both teams scoring a lot of points. I don't think the defenses are going to be slowing each other down. I think Herbert's going to be able to put up points. I know Dak's going to be able to light it up. I'm going to go with a crazy number. It's at 55, but in this no defense NFL, I'm going with it. Over 55, Dallas and the Chargers. Kansas City taking on Baltimore. The Chiefs struggled last week to beat a very good Browns team, and they were able to beat them by a couple of points. The Baltimore Ravens, well, they still don't have a quarterback that can beat you with his arm. So unless the Baltimore Ravens offense is going to dominate running the ball, and I don't believe they have a running back right now. I know they activated Devonta Freeman, so they're going to put him more in the mix. But I still don't believe that they have a running back or a running game that can dominate except for the quarterback. He is the ultimate difference maker with his legs. But if they want to put him at risk, which it looks like he's going to be put more at risk this season, I feel bad for the kid. He's going to take some punishment. Kansas City's favored by 3.5 on the road. I'm going to take the Chiefs here on the road. I'm going to lay the 3.5, winning in Baltimore and making the Ravens start the season 0-2. Detroit is taking on Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 11 coming off a terrible loss to New Orleans. Detroit over and under is 48.5 points. Detroit is plus 420 right now. You know what it's 420. You know what to do. And Green Bay is minus 570. There is no doubt in my mind Green Bay wins this game. Green Bay is going to come in motivated. Aaron Rodgers is going to come in super motivated to redeem himself from last week. He's beaten up on Detroit his entire career. He will continue to do it, but I'm not laying the 11 points. Now, what I did see from Detroit last week towards the end, they were able to get their offense going and put some points on the board. Green Bay's defense doesn't scare me by any stretch whatsoever. It's a decent defense, but not a great defense. So right now, I expect Detroit to score some points in Lambeau Field. And I'm going to go with the over 48.5 between Detroit and Green Bay. So, last game. Miami Dolphins taking on the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are favored by 3.5 points here in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Last week, I told you to take the points on the road against New England and take the money line because I thought Miami was going to win, and we got lucky. They won. Well, this week, guess what? I'm feeling the same buzz. Buffalo's favored by 3.5. I'm going to lean to Miami. I'm going to take the points. Even if they lose this game, I think it's going to be even tighter than 3.5 points, so you'll win on the point side. But I like Miami to win this one. Bills are minus 180 on the money line. Fins are plus 150 on the money line. I think I got 160 last week in New England. I'm taking the plus 150 here with the Fins, and I'm taking the Dolphins +3.5. So those are my picks. Miami +3.5 and plus 150 on the money line. I go New Orleans -3.5 at Carolina. I got the over 48 between Houston and the Browns, right? Yeah, it's 48, not 48 and a half, by the way. I got it now. 48, I'm sorry. So over 48, Houston and the Browns. I'm going Pats minus six in the New York Jets. I'm going Zona minus 3.5 hosting Minnesota. I'm going over 55 Dallas and the Chargers. I'm going Kansas City minus 3.5 against Baltimore. And I'm going over 48.5 Detroit and Green Bay. Those are my selections.